Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And you can lock that number in and keep it handy, so when you want to call into the show, just call in. Let's talk, okay? And if you want to call into the show and talk on the air, just press the number one once you get on the line, and I'll put you on the air. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, I've been gone for a while. Had a lot of things going on. I mean, a lot of things. I had surgery. I was out for a while. Then I had, once I went back to work, then my daughter graduated from college last weekend, and I've been stacked up with getting all that stuff together and getting everything in order for that, for the last weekend. So I've just been trounced by a lot of stuff. Not giving excuses, I'm just telling you the facts and what happened, okay? Now, in order to build back my reputation, my audience, or whatever, I'm willing to do so, and however long it takes, I don't care, okay? I'm ready to go again. Now, again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-02. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome again. Now, I want to go ahead and get into today's show. And, but before I do, let's do this. There was a story going around. I listened to it, earlier about the African-American young ladies at West Point, Armed Forces Academy, whom went through everything, ready to graduate. And someone put a picture out there of them when they were standing out front in front of the barracks and dorms or whatever they live in. And they all were taking a picture. And some of them held up the fist sign, which is means solidarity. That comes from, you know, a lot of people know what that sign is, exactly what it is and what it stands for. And what it stands for is solidarity, solidarity among those people. Okay? That group of individuals who wants to stand together, I guess. So, yeah, but because of that, it's causing a lot of uproar. And some people don't want them to graduate. Some people say they should be expelled at this point. What does that have to do with graduation? I mean, you've gone through all the requirements. You are a graduate. You don't have any more classes, no more duties there. I mean, what's the deal? What's the deal there? We're talking about having, you know, like I say, they've gone through all the requirements. They've gone through everything that they need to. And all they have to do now is just go through go through the steps to graduate. There's nothing else for them to do there. So why does a picture of solidarity amongst these women causes so many problems? I don't know. All I can say is that some people are afraid of people standing together. That's all I can say. And I think that's the way it is. But anyway, that's what it is. And if you guys can read about that story, I'm sure you can pop it up anywhere online. Just put in "ladies at West Point" or something like that, and it should come up. Now, today's word of the day is urbane. Urbane. Urbane is an adjective, and it means notably polite or polished in manner. Urbane means notably polite or polished in manner. So that's a pretty good word. Oh, excuse me. That's a pretty good word for you guys to put in your vocabulary. Now, I don't know why I'm yawning at this point. I didn't yawn until I got on the show. I don't know. Am I boring myself? I don't know, you know. But here we go. Today's episode is called "One of the Best IRAs is Called Myra." Let's talk about Myra. Of course, an IRA is an individual retirement account. And Myra is like my retirement account. And anyone can open up a Myra, 18 years or older, I guess. And you can open up a Myra. It's no cost to you. And I just want to tell you some things about Myra, because we just opened a Myra account along with the traditional 401k that I have at work and different things like that for retirement that are already in the works. But unlike the IRA that I have at work, my IRA, not my, well, it is my IRA, but it's called a 401k. So my 401k is, there's fees that are involved. Okay. Although I have a portion of my paycheck taken out every pay period, and the company matches it, And they, you know, it's in a 401k account. But whomever's managing the account, I think Hartford is managing our account, they're taking a fee from those accounts. Okay, that's how they make money. But with the with a traditional IRA, like a Roth IRA, or a MIRA IRA, which is what we're going to be talking about in just a minute, these retirement accounts have no fees involved, and you'll never lose money. Okay, and you will gain money. Now, you probably have some money sitting in a savings account at a bank somewhere, but it's drawing zero interest, right? It's drawing zero interest. And you might say, well, Frank, I got a checking account with that I get 0.25% per month on my checking account. Well, checking accounts are weird because if you have a checking account that earns interest, then the way that your money comes in and fluctuates up and down because you're paying bills and stuff out of that, you're never really going to make any money with that. Okay? You'll never make money with a checking account that has a, you know, where you can make a dividend off of it. But let's get into the MyRA. MyRA is of course my retirement account, and this is how it works. It's saving made easy, really. MyRA is a simple, safe, affordable way to start saving for retirement. And let me say this, guys, too, before I get into this, is that people who are self-employed, things like that, are really the ones who should be grabbing a hold of this kind of a retirement account for their well-being after the work is over. But if you open a MyRA, build up savings, then move on to other investments. That's what you do. You open it up, build on it, and move on to other investments. Who is MIRA for? Okay, MIRA is designed to make saving for retirement easy for people who need it most. Workers who don't have access to a retirement savings plan at their job or lack other options to save. That's who this is for. Okay. Why is this a good option, Frank? Okay. I know that's what people are going to ask. Why is this a good option? It's a great option because of a few things. Now so you take control, set up an account, set up automatic contributions, maybe coming from your checking account. I mean your payroll account, you know, your paycheck every month. You can set that up. If you change jobs, the account stays with you, so it stays with you whether you change jobs or stay at that job. You can withdraw the money you put into your account at any time without paying tax and penalty. Let's hold right there. In a 401k, anytime you draw money out, there's a penalty. There's a tax penalty. So you say, Frank, is this safe? Well, no need to worry about your investment. The investment is backed by the United States Treasury. So the government's backing this. Your account will safely earn interest at 1.750% APR during the month of May 2016. So if you guys go ahead and get set up now, and you can go to myra.gov, and set it up for yourself. And go ahead and set that up and start setting up some type of automatic contribution from your payroll account, from your job, that'll go right into there every 2 weeks that you get paid. So you'll never see the money. It'll automatically go into that account and pay it until it's funded in full. When I say funded in full, that means that you can only carry a limited amount of money there, which is $15,000. And I think at that point you have to pull it out. I'm not real sure. But it's earning 1.750 APR during the month of May 2016. Now, 1.75% APR is better than zero, right, which is your savings account. It's better than 0.25, right, which is your checking account. And you know, I believe it's to me, it's better than the 401k. And here's why. Now, accounts earn interest at the same rate as investments in the government securities fund, which earned 2.04% in 2015 and had an average annual return of 2.94% over the 10-year period ending December 2015. Now, it's affordable, fits your budget with no cost or fees. Myra costs nothing to open and has no fees. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. Myra costs nothing to open and has no fees. Okay, you can contribute any amount you want, whatever fits your budget. $2, $20, $200, whatever fits your budget. Enjoy the tax advantages this type of investment brings. Learn more about a Roth IRA. You may contribute up to $5,500 per year or $6,500 per year for individuals 50 years of age or older at the end of the year. Annual and lifetime contribution limits and annual earned income limits apply, as do conditions for tax-free withdrawal of interest. Limits listed are for 2016 and may be adjusted annually. Cost of living increases. Okay. Number one, open your Myra. Okay. What you'll need is you need a social security number, driver's license, state ID, U.S. passport, or military ID. You need one of those. Name and birth date of at least one beneficiary. A beneficiary is the person you choose to inherit your account if something happens to you. You can also open an account using an ITIN, an individual tax identification number, but only by contacting Myra customer support at 855-406-6972. Fund your account, okay? That means put money in your account. You can fund your account from your paycheck via direct deposit or from your checking or savings account. You can also direct some or all of your federal tax refund to your Myra account when you file your taxes. From your paycheck, go from your paycheck, complete a direct deposit authorization form and give it to your employer or follow your employer's own permission. Money will then be deposited to your MyRA account. MyRA paycheck. Okay. It will take up to two weeks. So, from your federal tax refund, mark the savings box in the refund section of your federal tax return when you file your taxes. Fill in your Myra account and routing numbers and choose how much to save. Number three, watch your savings grow. View your balance and manage your account online 24/7. Earn interest on your savings at the same interest rate as the government securities fund available to federal employees. transfer or roll over your MIRA to a private sector Roth at any time. Save up to $15,000 in your MIRA before transferring to a private sector Roth IRA. Now, these are some testimonies by some young ladies. I think that's going to do it for my show today, guys. I really don't have anything else. I'm just getting back in the groove of this thing. Please bear with me for the next couple of days while I get myself together and just get things going. I think I can be great again. I just have to get going. All right? So take care of yourselves, guys, today, and be safe. We'll talk to you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night.